This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and celebrating tonight the first ever, it's first ever, that's not a word, the first ever inaugural, that's what you say when it's a first one, right? See, look, I went to a pretty good community college, Harvard of the West. We're celebrating the first ever Jesse Kelly Show simulcast tonight, where you can watch me do the radio. Sorry, we got party poppers and they don't work very well. Chris actually had to come in here and do what he did well and snip the tip off for this thing to even work at all. But either way, it's a big celebration night. If you want to watch me do the show, you can go to thefirsttv.com/Jesse and sign up and watch all the idiocy that takes place in the studio. Yes, the sombrero is here. You don't have to worry about that. I may end up taking phone calls tonight. Whenever we actually get a phone screener again, no one knows when that's going to be. That's it. Look, we're not the most professional show in the world. We're going to discuss anti-communism here in just a moment, but let me do a couple things first. I'm going to try to get better about reading emails. I've gotten lax on that because you send me great ones and I save them. I have this huge stack of papers now, so I'm way, way behind, and I should get better about them because they spark good conversations. I thought this one was applicable because right now, obviously, there's a lot of anxiety when it comes to the economy. And it's not one of those things where I can tell you, oh, it's fine. Oh, no worries. You know, they're paying $8 a gallon in LA for gas. $8 a gallon. And it's not like any relief is on the way. I mean,
does President Biden take any responsibility for his policies potentially contributing to inflation?
His policies has helped the economy get back on its feet. That's what his policies has done. This, when we talk about the gas prices right now, this is indeed Putin's gas hike. This is what we have seen in the most recent months of what we've seen at the gas.
Yeah, there's no help coming. There's no help coming. By the way, I'm still bummed that my little party thing doesn't blow right. I've blown as hard as I can, and yet it's still not making the appropriate sound. Sorry, I'll get back to the economy in a moment. I needed this little thing to perform. I was sitting here as if I was Kamala Harris trying to get a promotion, and it did nothing for me at all. Chris, don't keep cutting it. I mean, new ones might help. Throw me a new one. New one might help. Oh, way better. There we go. See, first ever night of the Jesse Kelly Show simulcast. All right, back to what we were talking about, the economy. The stress out there right now is very real. I can see it in the emails when it comes to what it means for your life, your job. We got some numbers earlier today. I got myself a little cheat sheet here. 31% of people were driving less. 21%, gosh, this is a terrible number, are delaying retirement. 21%. 23% are canceling vacations. 42% are doing less grocery shopping. 46% are dining out less, so on and so on and so forth. So it's really bad. If you're going to listen to these people, they're not even pretending anymore like it's going to be over soon. It's going to stay really bad and probably get worse. Here's Janet Yellen.
As I mentioned, there have been unanticipated and large shocks to the economy that...
Sorry. I'll let her keep going again in a second here. Unanticipated and large shocks to the economy. Chris, do me a favor. While I'm talking, would you look up where Janet Yellen went to school? I'm very interested in her educational background because I have the IQ of a hamster. I've also been punched a lot in the head, had head injuries. I just had a concussion last week. Where'd she go, Chris? What a shock. Oh, Janet Yellen went to Harvard. Okay, I've been hit in the head a lot. I was naturally stupid anyway. I had to drop out of community college with less than 3 years of credits because I just couldn't quite get past the algebra. And yet I knew all this inflation was coming, and I knew it from the very beginning. From the very beginning, I watched these idiots who run this country stop an economy and then print $6 trillion. And anybody, I mean, anyone knows that's going to give you inflation. Not Janet Yellen, though, not the Treasury Secretary. This was a big-time shock to her.
As I mentioned, there have been unanticipated and large shocks to the economy that have boosted.
Chris messed up. She didn't go to Harvard. I forgot. Sorry about that, Janet. Didn't mean to shortchange you. She went to Brown and Yale. This goes back, and I'm just getting sidetracked for a moment here. This goes back to what I've been saying over and over and over again. Of we've become a society where getting credentials means nothing because the people handing out the credentials are all communists and or morons, and oftentimes they're communist morons. I mean, look, I'm going to tie everything together here. No big deal, Chris, just doing this on the fly. I opened up talking about something like NASCAR, and we were talking about all this Pride Month filth and things like that. Well, how could this happen? How could the NFL, NBA, NASCAR, how could the professional sports leagues somehow alienate more than half their fan base? That's quite a thing, right? For a company to just give half their fan base the middle finger, it's a big thing. How does that happen? Well, they're major corporations. They pay big boy money with big boy benefits, 401k, the whole works, and the kind of stuff you dream about. And guess who they hire? Harvard, Yale, Stanford. A big part of why corporate America has lost its mind so much, it's corporate America is still stuck in the dinosaur days where they think that hot shot they just hired out of Princeton is going to add value to the company because he's got to be the best of the best, right? I mean, look at Bryson. Look how smart he is. He had a 4.0. He's got 10 PhDs. No, Bryson has learned how to be a full-blown Maoist for his entire life. Now, you're not welcoming in the new Princeton hotshot Bryson with 19 PhDs who's going to make your company smarter. Oh, I know he's dressed up in the sweater that's tied around his neck and whatnot. You're actually welcoming in a communist infiltrator with a higher goal in his mind than making your company money. In his mind, he has other goals. That's why these places lose their mind, which brings us back to Janet Yellen. How can the Brown and Yale educated Treasury Secretary, who's been in that role before, how can she possibly be shocked about inflation when you print $6 trillion and pause an economy? How's that possible? Maybe we are a country now that has the dumbest smart people in the history of the world. Maybe that's where we're at. Maybe we're a country that has the dumbest smart people in the history of the world. And since our credential system is so messed up, maybe it's time we completely rethink our credential system. Maybe when you're a business owner, manager, CEO, whoever you are, maybe when you look on that resume and you think, okay, Harvard graduate. Oh, okay, that looks good. Oh, wait a minute. Harvard graduate last year? Oh, no, cross him off the list. Maybe it's time to start accepting, instead of accomplished, successful, smart people, the Ivy League is giving you the worst communists in the country, and they're leading the country. Anyway, back to Yellen.
As I mentioned, there have been unanticipated and large shocks to the economy that have boosted energy and food prices and supply bottlenecks that have affected our economy badly that I didn't, at the time, didn't fully understand.
I understood them just fine. Again, I'm an idiot who went to community college. I come from a construction family. I tried to get into Harvard, but, you know, just wasn't in the cards, Chris. Why did I know and you didn't? Either you're a vicious liar who's trying to destroy the country, or maybe we should rethink everything about the smart people in this country. And look, again, I'm trying not to be a Debbie Downer, but here's the J.P. Morgan CEO with some not so lovely words for us.
It's a hurricane. It's right now, it's kind of sunny. Things are doing fine. You know, everyone thinks the Fed can handle this. That hurricane is right out there down the road coming our way. We just don't know if it's a minor one or Superstorm Sandy or Andrew or something like that. And it's you better brace yourself.
Buenas tardes
to that guy, Chris. I don't need any more of that negativity in my life. All right. So obviously that's some dark news. And maybe you're sitting around right now and you're biting your fingernails and maybe you're not making ends meet. I talked to a guy last night. He actually has to quit his job this week because it's costing him more to go to work than it would otherwise. Maybe you're not making ends meet. Maybe you have legitimate reasons to be stressed. Not telling you they're not legitimate. Buckle up. I'm going to read something to you in just a second that just might give you some hope and make you feel better. And hopefully, speaking of hope, hopefully you've already gotten a way to protect yourself. In down economies like this, remember, we're seeing increasing levels of desperation out there. It's more than just mental health. We have desperate people, angry people, and those people explode sometimes. If one of them explodes on you, are you going to be able to stop them? Do you have a hero gun? Have you been to hero2020.com and gotten your wife, your husband, your daughter away at college? Have you gotten them hero guns? It's a non-lethal gun. No excuses. Well, she doesn't like guns. Don't care. It's a non-lethal gun. It shoots pepper balls. Tell her it's not a gun. Tell her it's a pepper ball shooter. Has a laser sight on it. Anyone can use it. Point and squeeze. They don't need a concealed carry permit. And it saves lives. It's already saved lives. It's won awards for a reason. Hero2020.com. The code is Jesse. That gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com. Code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show whatever you want, your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. Those are welcome. I wanted to read this email. I thought it might be inspiring to you because I realize we're probably in one of those things. One of those times where stress is going to be easy to come by, financial stress, other stresses. Hi, Jesse. I've heard you a few times mention how at one point you had to drive across the country and have your family live in an extended stay hotel. This story strikes me each time I hear you mention it as the same thing happened to my family. My husband and I found ourselves in dire financial straits. He lost his job. I was a stay-at-home mom, 18 and 6-month-old daughters. We needed money and money right away. Good news is my husband had a new job lined up. They weren't ready for him, so on and so forth. We drove across the country to D.C. I applied for as many jobs as I could, had 4 interviews set up by the time we arrived, took the best of the jobs, drove back across the country, put all our belongings in a storage unit, packed up what we could, and drove back to D.C., spent the first few weeks living in an extended stay hotel. After a few weeks, don't worry, this has a happy ending, don't worry. After a few weeks, we found a roach-infested apartment that we could afford that was within reasonable walking distance of a train station. I woke up early, kissed my babies and husband goodbye, and rode a train into a city I hated to work at a soul-crushing job away from my young children all day. then ride the train back to the apartment where we would eat dinner of beans, rice, and chicken leg quarters, as that's what our limited budget would allow. We sucked it up and lived with it, knowing that greener pastures lay ahead. 4 months passed when my husband finally received the news. Job was ready for him. We survived. Before I knew it, I was being a stay-at-home mother to our third child in the free land of Texas. Eventually, my husband left his own job, started his business. I went back to work again to support the family while my husband worked to get the business to turn a profit. Few more years of sacrifice, budget tightenings, credit card maxings, rice, bean, and chicken leg quarters, and finally it materialized. My husband and I are now one percenters. The American dream is still alive and well. It takes sacrifice and determination. It also makes you laugh when a commie tells you you were just lucky. Says not to use her name. I wouldn't use it anyway. I'd never use your name, remember, without permission. All right, I'm going to get to this new office Biden established here in a moment, but I thought this would be a good opportunity to say, maybe you're going through hell right now. I don't know what you're personally going through. Maybe you have financial strains that are absolutely breaking you. Maybe your credit cards are beyond maxed. Maybe you're getting late notices in the mail. Maybe you're not making ends meet. Maybe you lost your job. Maybe you've got all these things plus a sickness or death in the family. Maybe it feels like the whole daggone world is crapping on you right now. I will tell you, I've been there. Many, many, many people have been there. Just keep going. And if you're a young person in this economy right now, not just if you're a young person, actually forget I said that. Anyone in this economy right now, maybe you're looking around at the way the economy's changing and you're saying to yourself, I can't make it. I'm not going to have the same opportunities my parents had or their parents had, or this has changed or whatnot. Hear me out. Are your opportunities going to look exactly like the opportunities your parents and grandparents had? No. No, the economy's changed. Things have changed. We're a different place. No, you're not. However, show up on time. Don't leave early. Don't office gossip. And don't return to the boss until the job is complete. Those things, they sound like simple things. You're probably rolling your eyes right now. Okay, whatever. Those sound simple to you, right? You know why those sound simple to you? Because you're in the top 10% of the labor force. You think maybe, oh, I want to do what this guy does, but I can't do this. I want to do that, but I can't do this. Man, if you can show up on time, don't leave early, don't office gossip, and when he gives you an assignment, he doesn't see your face again until it's done, you're rare. You're unique. Everyone else is failure. All this societal rot you see around you right now, yes, it sucks, and we're not cheering for it, right? It's not. This is nothing we're celebrating. There are, however, bright spots to it, and one of those bright spots are the dork who just interviewed before you with 10 tattoos on his neck and piercings in his lip, and he showed up in a stained T-shirt for his job interview. You're going to get the job over that guy because you're dressed up in a suit. And you're going to look someone in the eye and shake him in the hand. And you're going to show up on time. And you're going to get a job. And then once you get the job, when people start calling in sick every other day, and they pass brand new unemployment stuff that allows you to stay home if you want to, and everyone else calls in sick but you, you're going to be assistant manager. And then you're going to be manager. And then maybe if you want to, if that's your desire, you're going to start your own thing. Everyone else's failure right now is an opportunity for you. If you're not a turd, and right now you're listening to the Jesse Kelly Show, you're listening to this, I guess, would be considered conservative talk radio, although it's a little different. You have a million options you could be listening to right now. You could be listening to jazz music, which sucks, but we're not going to get into that. You could be listening to jazz music. Don't look at me like that, Michael. It does suck. All right, don't sell me on jazz. Anyway, you could be listening to anything. Instead, you're choosing to be informed about the issues of the day. You're in the top 10%. Maybe that won't materialize tomorrow or the next day or next week or next month, but it will materialize. Keep your chin up and keep going. All right? All right. The headline is this. Sorry, I was supposed to do this 20 minutes ago, but I'm a disorganized person, so I forgot. Woke health. The Biden administration, you see, they established a new office as part of the Health and Human Services. We have a Department of Health and Human Services. I mean, we do have a, quote, four-star admiral named Rachel Levine. I mean, that thing is in charge of it. It used to be a dude. It's a long story. Don't ask. Look, when history asks us, we'll just have to say don't ask. But the Department of HHS has a brand new department. And that department is environmental justice. Now, what does that mean? You've probably heard this word before, environmental justice. This is becoming part of ESG. It's becoming a huge part of official American government policy. So it's really something you had better understand. I've heard Kamala Harris say it 1,000 times. Joe Biden has said it. Environmental justice. What exactly is it? And what should we do about this new office? Talk about it in a second.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on the first night of the Jesse Kelly Show simulcast, where you can watch me do the show. And I'm disappointed Chris and Michael didn't even think to compliment me on the extra step I took tonight to make sure I was ready. I went button-up shirt. Check this out. Even gave him an extra unbutton. Hey, pays to advertise, gentlemen. Little bit of chest hair in there drives the ladies crazy. Hey, look, I told you it'd be a special treat tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. All right, what were we talking about? Sorry, focus. Environmental justice. We have a new office under HHS of environmental justice. What does that mean? Well, it's just another Trojan horse for communism. I'm sure you figured that out by now. You know that. What they do is they'll say things like, well, climate change is killing us. But they've been saying that for years. I mean, shoot. In the 70s, there were magazine covers. There's going to be a new ice age, right? That kind of thing. It hasn't worked. I mean, they've made a lot of gains, but it hasn't been effective at really swaying you and how you vote, or me and how I vote. So they're always looking for new ways to push. Remember, they don't ever take a minute and sit around and think, oh boy, we probably screwed up here. They're always looking for new ways to push. They figured out, hey, racism is hot right now. And remember, we are a nation, the United States of America, drowning in white guilt. We saw this after St. George Floyd died and the whole country just collectively lost its mind. Well, the communists, they all work together because they all want the same thing. And just pause with me for a moment. We've talked about this before. Remember, there aren't separate branches to communism here. You think they are. You think there's feminism, and there's the LGBTQ Air Force stuff, and then there's the civil rights stuff, and then there's the climate change stuff. And then, no, those aren't separate branches. They're separate labels. They all fall under the same goal of wanting communism. They just had to label them differently, because when you're a religion like communism is that appeals to vicious, bitter malcontents, well, people are bitter about different things. You can't find that woman with a mustache and 19 cats and appeal to her about Black Lives Matter, but you might be able to sell her on her being oppressed because she's a woman and it's not because of her mustache. You understand? It's all just part of communism. And they do work together. Remember, they'll show up at each other's rallies. You'll have Black Lives Matter show up at a climate change rally. Why? What's that got to do with it? Well, they figured out, to their credit, frankly, they're more powerful when they stay together. Environmental justice is the merging of those two worlds. Okay, we tried to scare them into moving on the economy. Why won't they just give up their cars? Why do they still own private property? That's ridiculous. What do we do? Hey, I know. Let's not just tell them the climate is changing. Let's tell them the climate is changing and it's hurting minorities more. That is environmental justice, which is hilarious. Bad climate doesn't hurt minorities more. It hurts poor people more. Now, sometimes I realize those two are the same thing, but that's the truth. Bad climate hurts poor people. I've told you this story before, but since it's the one and only time I've ever been to Europe, I'll tell you again really quickly because it makes me sound fancy. I want to be able to say, I've been to Europe. Hey, when I was in Europe, a few years ago, we took a family trip to Europe, just me, the wife, and the kids. And we went to just a couple places, Austria and the Czech Republic, and we were in Prague. And as you can imagine, my poor, poor family, they thought they were going to get to do all kinds of things on this trip, and they ended up getting to do a lot of history stuff. I dragged them through every museum and everything I could find. They even had a communism museum in Prague dedicated to dogging on communism. They wanted to leave so bad. I spent like 4 hours in there. What, Chris? The food? You know what? Pause on that for a second. I'll answer that. This may be not what you're expecting, okay? So pause on the food for just a moment. Part of this history thing was we would go through old castles and stuff they had, and I was looking at an old layout of Prague itself. And virtually, something I didn't realize, is virtually every major European city is on a river, which makes perfect sense. Europe's old. You have to have a water supply. Cities grow around water supply for, you know, drinking, bathing, things like that. Well, Prague's no different. And you're looking at this map of how the old city of Prague was laid out, and they have different color coordinated things of this is here and this is here. And then there's this separate color part that's right down by the river, kind of like down by the bridge, if I remember right. And I said, well, who was there? And they said, that's where the Jews were. Remember, the Jews were a minority for most of their history in Europe. Ever since the Romans beat them up and spread them out to the hinterlands, they were really a minority everywhere in the world, most definitely in Europe. And as the minority, they didn't have that much money. So where do you put the ones who don't have much money? You put them down on the cheap property that floods when the river rises. That's how that works. That's why up to this day. Look, it's not like times have changed. We like to act like times have changed. Times haven't changed at all. I live in Houston. We had that, you probably remember, maybe you don't because there's so many daggone hurricanes. We had that big Hurricane Harvey a few years back that came through, and it wasn't that the wind was that bad. It just did something very odd of it brought all this rain right over the top of us and just stayed over there for days and just dumped inches, like 48 inches in 48 hours or something insane, right? Something crazy. Well, it just flooded everybody, but guess who got flooded the worst? The poor part of town. The poor black part of Houston. It's basically below sea level. Those poor people got wiped out. Well, if you're looking at something that is the whole history of the world, the communist doesn't look at history the way you do or the way I do and say, wow, that's terrible. life hasn't ever been fair for people in poverty, things like that. The communist looks at everything as simply a way he can possibly advance his sick, demonic religion of destruction and domination. That's what communism is. It's a religion. They have chosen to weave the whole racism thing. Everything's racist. They've chose to weave that in to the environmentalist movement of a way as a way of helping them both out. Hey, look, helps the climate change guy to get the anti-racist. You know what I mean? So this is being pushed everywhere now. This is not a small thing. This has become something they're on. You're going to hear environmental justice a lot as a way to sell you on why you should be poorer and give up your private property. Now, how do we deal with that? This is before I get to the food in Europe. And actually, I have something else about Black Lives Matter and whatnot. I'll get to that in a few. But how should we deal with that? Well, I can tell you how I think they'll deal with it. Okay, a new Office of Environmental Justice is insane. It's un-American. It's full-blown communism. It should never happen. What will the GOP response be? Hearings. It's what we get every time. The GOP response will be either hearings, or if you really press them on it or get a true believer of some kind, they'll say, well, we'll defund it. Which I've heard that promise a lot. We're going to defund it. We got to defund it. We're going to defund these guys. And nothing ever seems to get defunded. It's very odd. But that's what the GOP promises. They promise hearings, or like I said, if you're lucky, they promise defunding it. Well, that's not enough, and that's not anti-communism. Anti-communism is not saying no, or we'll have hearings, or we'll defund it. Anti-communism is this: a public statement from a unified Republican Party today that says, if you go forward and create the Office of Environmental Justice, we won't just eliminate that office when we take power. We will eliminate the entire Department of Health and Human Services and another department of our choosing when we get there. That is anti-communism. That's taking back ground. Not just giving a little, taking back ground. All right. I'm going to get to the European food and some emails and some Black Lives Matter crap, all that and more still on the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, you want to talk about anti-communism? What if I was to tell you there was a company out there that actually called us and said, we believe in the anti-communist agenda of the Jesse Kelly Show and we want to help? I've never had that happen before. I don't know that that has happened before. It happened here when I talked to you about Chalk, CHOQ. They make the natural herbal supplements with U.S. manufacturing. You know, the whole naturally raising your testosterone by 20% in 90 days, that little thing. They called me and said, Jesse, these Marxists are killing us, and with testosterone levels like this, we're never going to be strong enough to stop them. Can we partner together? To which I said, as you can imagine, yes, please send me some chalk. And they did. That was like 6 months ago. You cannot believe how great this stuff makes you feel. Go to choq.com and use the code Jesse. That gets you 35% off. choq.com, code Jesse. Go get the male vitality stack.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and Randy Weingarten, head of the teachers union. Gosh, she is just a what a peach.
They don't trust us, particularly in Texas, which is where they've banned books and, you know, stop kids from talking about their, you know.
Okay, hold on a second. Sorry, I'm probably going to stop this a couple times. Where they've banned books. You know the books that they've kept out of school. You know what they are, right? They depict. And this is a family. Now, remember, little disclaimer here. I realize we have a bunch of new listeners. I am a bad person. I've never claimed otherwise. You don't want to be like me. However, I do have children. I despise that I can't let them watch or listen to anything anymore without them being bombarded with filth. So I do a show you can always listen to with your kids. Always. You can walk out of the room and go do something in the kitchen, and your kids will not be exposed to filth while I'm still here doing the show, okay? So I'm going to say this as delicately as humanly possible. The books that are not being allowed in school, this hasn't gone near far enough. The books that aren't being allowed in school, actually, they go beyond words. They have illustrations. I'm probably just going to leave it there. You're going to have to read between the lines. Yes, Chris, those kind of illustrations. Thank you. We don't need the hand motions. Thank you, Chris. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, those kind of illustrations. Yes, they have illustrations. Illustrations your kid doesn't need to see. The head, not some peon, the head of the National Teachers Union thinks that's ridiculous.
They don't trust us, particularly in Texas, which is where they've banned books and, you know, stopped kids from talking about their, you know, who they are and their sexuality, and can, you know, basically say to parents, if your kids are trans, we're going to, you know, we're going to escape you. So
I'm not going to let her continue. That's, again, the head of the National Teachers Union. Be very, very careful where you send your child to get educated. And I should let you know, as sad as this is, that I have to bring this to you right now.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
Looks like there was another shooting. How mass it is yet to be determined. I believe it was in Tulsa. There are 3 to 4 dead at this point in time. So that's a really, really ugly thing. And maybe you want to read this email. Hi, Jesse. I remember during the horrible years of Obama, we seemed to have a freakishly large amount of mass shootings. Immediately following the shootings, the left would jump on the gun control bandwagon. During Trump's too short tenure, no doubt, not so much the mass shootings. Now with Biden and the crazy left back at the helm again, so many mass shootings and the constant cry for gun control. Am I a conspiracy theorist for picturing in my mind some crooked leftist division targeting unstable people and goading them on with whatever incentives to do these mass shootings so they can strike fear into Americans so they'll go along with gun control? I love your podcasts and share them with others. If by chance you read this on the air, you can say my name. Her name is Karen. Man, that is unfortunate in this day and age, but her name is Karen. No, no, no. Listen. I've had a lot of these emails, and I'm sure, well, you probably haven't actually heard anyone actually address this, but I'll address it. Is this some government plot? Is this some communist plot where they're prodding these people along? Well, let's pause for a moment. The reason this is not a ridiculous email is because this is something that is actually fairly common throughout history. You know I'm a history geek, right? We're part of that as being a mob geek. The head of the Colombo crime family, I think his name was Joe back in the day. He got killed, got shot and killed at some, you know, Italian-American parade or festival in New York. Well, who actually pulled the trigger? It was some black dude with a history of mental health problems. Okay, let's set that aside. We found out later through mafia books he was hired to do that. Lee Harvey Oswald. How's his mental health history? And I don't know anything about that, but Lee Harvey Oswald, how's his mental health history? I will tell you this. It was not uncommon for people like Carlos Marcello of New Orleans. He was the mob boss of New Orleans. He would actually get orphans. How cruel is this? Orphans from Sicily. Oftentimes, they would recruit these orphans and recruit them to be loyal and violent. They called them Zips. And if that's a horrible racist thing, you're going to have to forgive me because I don't know. I just know that's what they called them. They called them Zips. And Marcello would bring over these orphans and have them kill people for him. And then he'd just kill them and throw them in the ditch. And since they were orphans, no one would look for them. This is common practice. What am I saying? Powerful people, powerful entities using a nutball to further an agenda is not a ridiculous question to ask because it's something that has happened time and again throughout history. Do I think that's what we're seeing right now with horrible things like Uvalde and otherwise? No, I don't. I don't think your question is dumb or ridiculous or out of left field by any stretch of the imagination, but I don't. Simply because we have on so many of these guys, like the Uvalde guy, who I won't give out his name, like the Uvalde guy, we have so much history there that shows, okay, this was just a bubbling inferno that at some point in time was going to blow up all over somebody. Unfortunately, that was a bunch of 10-year-old kids, right? So, no, in this case, no, I don't. Do these things happen? Of course they do. Have they happened in American history? Well, we'd be naive to say they didn't. Now, maybe part of the reason it seems like there are so many more under Biden and Obama is Biden and Obama. Remember, it's not that Republicans are perfect. I mean, who rips on Republicans more than me? It's that the whole platform of the Democratic Party now is grievance, pushing grievance and pushing grievance and pushing grievance. I mean, and that is that doesn't have to be AOC or Bernie Sanders. That is the mainstream Democrat position. You're oppressed and you're oppressed and you're oppressed and you're oppressed and you're oppressed. And then the media amplifies that message all over the place. Well, when you tell someone who's already a nutball, a few fries short of a Happy Meal, that he's oppressed, is that enough to push him over the edge? I don't know. I've never been crazy, but it sure seems like it might be. All right, but still, like I said, not a bad question. We have another Memorial Day person to honor, and I will finally answer Chris's question about Europe and more. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.